Blog Talk Radio.
You've lifted me. You've lifted me. And I'm so glad about it. You are the lifter. Hey. When sickness struck my body and they said I never get well, you came and you healed me. I know you're the leader. Lifter of my. Come on now, somebody lift your hands if you think you lift up. Can you lift your hands and give God praise? Come on, he's a lifter. He is the lifter. He is the lifter. Come on, somebody lift your hand and acknowledge the lifter. When depression had me down, he lifted me and he restored me. He renewed me. He put me back together again. He didn't let me die. He kept on loving me. He kept on holding me. He kept on taking care of me.
Give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Come on in, have a seat, and get ready to hear and talk about the Lord this morning. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 19:14. Fill us with your love every morning. Then we will sing and rejoice all our lives. Again, Psalms 19:14. Fill us with your love every morning. Then we will sing and rejoice all our lives. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas. That lovely voice that you guys heard just a few moments ago was none other than Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we thank you so very much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. Listen, our job today is to lift up your head, to lift you up from that place where the enemy has tried to make you feel like you can't succeed, you can't overcome, you can't rise from that place that you're in. I know that it seems kind of difficult, it seems kind of hard, but know that all things are going to work for your good. Don't let what you see in front of you be the very thing that keeps you from moving forward. I know that the heartache and the pain and the suffering of this present time is not to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. I'm a living testimony. We are a living testimony. Listen, you can be a living testimony to know that those things that the enemy has tried to do in your life and before you got to the place that you are right now was nothing more than, watch this here, than a test and trial for God to get you to the place where you need to be on this morning. Amen, 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 and amen. Listen, before we go any further, let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your tender mercies, your loving kindness. God, we thank you for your outstretched hand, God. We understand and know, God, that even though the enemy may be attempting to come in like a flood, Father, you have built a standard against him. There are things and places, God, that the enemy has desired to put us into. But we also know that if we lean and depend on you and we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding and in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will for surely direct our path. God, that you will give us the understanding and knowledge that and the hope that lies within, that no matter how bad our situation or circumstance may seem, but God, you are able to do just that. God, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Our sincere and fervent prayer on this morning, God, is that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, whatever the enemy has tried to use to this morning as a weapon on their lives, God, whether it be, God, the noisome pestilence that is speaking in their ear, whether it's the chaos that's in their mind, whether it's the situation that is surrounding their heart, God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would shake that thing loose. Cause the enemy, Father, to be subdued on this morning. Cause the enemy to be terrified on this morning. God, and cause your people to be lifted from their down head on this morning. God, that they may be able to walk into the new thing and into that new place that you have commanded toward their life. God, and thank you for just doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. Father, we thank you for strength, health, and life, God. God, for those things, God, you have given to us, that we're able to stand not only just firm, but, Father, we're able to stand strong in whose we are and who we are in you. And, gracious Master, we thank you all over again, God, for just being, God, the help, God, in our time of despair, for being our joy in our time of sorrow, for being the wiper of our tears. Father, we glorify you and we magnify you today. For it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you. Father, we cannot do anything without you. Father, we cannot do anything without you. Father, we thank you in advance, God, for all these blessings being answered, God. We thank you for all these blessings being answered. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. We want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries this morning that are listening in. We thank you guys so very much for partnering in with us, all of our pastors and missionaries and all of our workers overseas. We thank you so much for listening in. We thank you for partnering up with us and being a part of today's broadcast. We love you so very much and know that we are yet praying for your situation. Know that we are in, watch this here, we're in the face of God, seeking God for you, because we understand that your task is hard. The task that's ahead is a hard task. The place ahead is a hard place. But we also know that you're working tirelessly to do what God has assigned you to do. So we thank you for not taking your hand off the plow, for not saying no to your assignment, for not giving in this terrible, terrible situations that you can come in contact with while you are there. We understand and know that for you to be able to preach this gospel and for those that are receiving this gospel that you're preaching, this unfallible word of Jesus that they're receiving, we understand that the enemy will desire to cause them to want to give up and give in and throw in the towel. But we also realize that the enemy is attacking those families and attacking you. But we know that God has his hand on your life and that he is going to keep you in perfect peace, those whose mind is stayed on him. So we thank you for consistently and constantly staying the course and not giving up in the fight. Amen. Amen. We like to acknowledge those countries. Those countries are the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have Hong Kong. We have China. We also have Bulgaria, and we also have Russia. And we want to thank you guys so much again, as always, for connecting with us and being a part of us and allowing us to be a part of your day as you are a part of our day, as we yield, our first fruit unto God, as you yield your first fruit unto God. And we're just blessed to have you guys connect with us on this morning. We love you so much. And continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. Amen. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet, pierced in your side. Could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you pay. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life, and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sin.
You played it all.
paid it all. Up on the cross, you bled and died.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, we love having you guys be a part of today's broadcast. Today is our Testimony Tuesday broadcast. Today is Testimony Tuesday. And, you know, we sit back and we tell people all the time that without a test, there is no testimony. You know, we love being able to share our testimony. We love being able to share how God has shown himself mighty and shown himself strong in our life. But so many times, you know, as a people, we go through our storms. And when we go through our storms, we don't always know how to come out on the other side. So many times we go through our testing and through our heartache and through our pain that we don't know how to come out on the other side. So many times we go through the place of being broken and battered and bruised, and we don't know how to come out on the other side. We are living testimonies. We are living testimonies that storms, ladies and gentlemen, are not an easy thing. We're living testimonies that storms are not an easy thing. We are living testimonies that storms sometimes will knock the wind out of you. We're living testimonies. Don't get it twisted. Don't think that we try to belittle you or belittle the idea or the mentality that the storm that you in or the storm that you're going through or the storm that you've been through is nothing. Or it was just a cakewalk. We understand that in order for you to get to the other side of through, it is a battle. It is a battle. Just like any natural storm, I'm going to help you real quick. I'm going to push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny early in the broadcast on this morning. I'm going to push you to your purpose and drive you to your early on the broadcast this morning. Storms come in many forms. Storms come in many forms. Storm come in many forms. Storms come in many forms. Storm can come in your marriage. Storms can come in your natural life. Storms can come in your spiritual life. Storms can come in your walk with God. Your storms can come in your body. Your storms can come on your job. Your storms can come within your own mind. We struggle with so many different things in so many different places and so many different situations and circumstances that sometimes we get weary and well-doing. But I'm reminded of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when the storm of going to the cross was evident. I'm reminded of how when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he began to pray. And in his prayer, as he began to pray, he prayed so some theologians said that tear, that drops of blood was profusing from his head. He was in a place of dilemma. He was stuck between a spiritual warfare and a need to go through and get to what the promise of what his father said, that if he suffered for a while, that he would reign with him again. Even us, even Jesus in this natural body, ladies and gentlemen, has suffered some things at the hands of, watch this here, his emotions. Even Jesus has suffered some things at the hands of man at a physical level. Even Jesus himself has suffered some things as far as people talking about him and ridiculing him, accusing him of things that he did not do, was not a part of, or not. He didn't walk in that place. He didn't walk in that mindset. It was a terrible thing that he went through. But the one thing that we can reassure you that on this morning is that even though he went through that terrible place, even though he went through that place of conflict, if you would, even though he went through that place of desolation and then a place of not knowing his right hand from his left hand, what he was going to do in that time, Jesus did something that we ourselves have to learn how to do, and that is trust the process. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the process requires us to be broken beyond recognition. If you look at how Jesus was judged and then taken into the courtyard, into the center of the courtyard, and was beaten with the cat of nine tails. I sometimes think of the Passion of the Christ when I see this story, when I read this passage of scripture, because the Passion of the Christ put a realness to it. Because he gave his everything, because he pushed himself to the limit, because he went through a storm of epic proportion, physically, mentally, and emotionally, he was able to actually give you a testimony and tell you that if I can go through this, you can go through this. If I can come out on this other side, you can come out on this other side. If I can go into this thing with my head up and my heart fixed on, knowing that my Father is going to bring me out, surely he's going to bring me out. I had to learn that even though with my physical eye I saw some things, I had to learn that even with my mental status, going through what I went through mentally, that yet God was yet in control. Heartache, pain, difficulties, our storms on every side, know that God can bring you through this. You know, I was given a revelation some years ago about how if we just trust God and stop leaning on where we are, or even stop looking at where we are, he'll bring us to the place to where we need to be at in him. I learned that though the testing and the trials that I experienced, though were difficult, though were sometimes unreal, that God can bring me through it just on the other side of he's finished. I don't know about you this morning, but I tried Jesus for myself. And I know him to be a mind regulator. I know him to be a heart fixer. I know him to be a doctor. I know him to be a comforter. But it's that initial test. It's that initial test. Can I say that again? It's that initial test that comes in our life, and we're looking and we're trying to figure out, pardon my common vernacular, but how in the H-E double hockey sticks am I going to get out of this one? Amen? Amen? Sometimes it get a little difficult. Sometimes it get a little hard. Sometimes it get a little out of control. But he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. But we got to learn how to trust him. Amen? What do you want to add right here, baby?
Mm-hmm. Wrong point. You have to understand that's when the scriptures strictly says you have to walk by faith and not by sight. You can't go by what you see, but go by what the word of God says. We say this all the time. No, it's not going to be easy. No, it's not going to be easy. If anybody tell you that, they're lying to you. And one thing on here, we're not going to lie to you. It's not going to be easy. But think about it. It will be well if you completely surrender and call on God. He is the only way that you can make it. No matter what nobody else says, as they always, Buddha can't do it. He can't do nothing but just sit there and hold his hands out. That's all he can do. No shade, just telling the truth. Every person will bow the name of Jesus, willingly or involuntarily. They will bow because he is the truth and the light.
One of the scriptures that come to my mind is seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. I was caught in a situation in my mind some years ago, questioning if my walk with the Lord was really worth it. Breathe, babies. It's okay. It's okay. Breathe. It's okay. Yes, Pastor Douglas was caught in a place of asking a question. Is this thing that I'm going through really worth it? Is my storm that I'm in really worth it? Is this place of turmoil and desolation that I'm in really worth it? But I began to hear that scripture, seek me first. Seek me first. Because I found out that thing that I was trying to find in God. I'm sorry. That thing that I was trying to find in the world could not be compared to what I could find in God. And that's one of the things I think that we have to take on a day-to-day basis, is the fact that we need to seek God first. Seek God in everything that we do. Not some things, not a couple of things. He says, seek me, seek him first. Above everything else, seek him first. I'm going to tell you why this is important. When you seek him first, you save yourself some time. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. When you seek him first, You save yourself some time. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. If you seek him first, that'll save you some time. It'll put you in a place to where, you know, where yea that even though you're struggling, that word yea just means yes. Yea, you struggle. Yes, you're going to struggle. Yes, you're going to see some things that don't always fit the bill. You're gonna see some places that don't always line up with what God is saying and what God is doing. You're going to see some things that don't always play fair in your life. But if you seek him first, come here, let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny on this morning. You know, when you seek him first, and it saves you some time. You don't have to waste time trying to get to the place to where God has already promised you at. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. We can get out of our storms a whole lot faster when we learn how to trust in God, even though our situation or circumstance may not always line up like we want them to line up. A lot of our things that we go through in our life are self-inflicted. I'm gonna take that back. Some of the things that we go through in our life is self-inflicted. We tend to operate in places or into things that we are not completely and totally prepared to overcome at the time that we see it coming. I'm going to say it again. We sometimes operate in places that we don't always see or understand where we are or how we can overcome it. But we wind up doing, let me show you what we wind up doing. We wind up operating in a place of desolation, or we wind up operating in a place of frustration. Or we wind up operating in a place of hurt because we're in, watch this here, the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm reminded of the story of Jonah, how Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh, but he jumped on a boat to go to Tarshish. And because he was not operating in the place that he needed to go, God had to prepare, come here, let me help you real quick. God had to prepare a fish. The Bible says he prepared a big fish. One translation, you know, we try to debate, well, it was a whale or it was this, it was that. The Bible says it's a big fish. We don't know what type of fish it is. It was a fish. It could have been a big old tuna. It could have been anything. But he prepared for Jonah a fish. And when he prepared this fish for him, the storm got so fierce that he understood, okay, I'm going in the wrong direction. That is why we need to tune our ears and our mind to God, especially when we know we're supposed to be going in the place that we need to go in, but we're operating out of ourselves. When we operate out of ourselves, what we end up doing, watch this here. Let me help you real quick. Let me push you to your purpose and die to your destiny. When we operate out of self, God has to prepare stuff for us. I'm going to say that again. When we operate out of self, God has to prepare stuff for us. Because that preparation, it's not always what we want to see. It's not always what we want to hear. It's not always what we need to have, or what we need, or what we want in that time that God prepared for us. But watch this, it's a thing that has to get us back on track because we really don't want it. We really feel like we don't need it. We really feel like that this is God's anger at us. But in order for us to get back on track, the Bible says that his wrath lasts but for a moment. And watch this, but weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God's wrath God sometimes has to turn the fire up on your situation in order for you to get the picture. Sometimes God has to start taking some people and some things out your life for you to get the big picture. Sometimes God has to take you into places that you wouldn't be normally going into so he can get your attention. Mm-hmm. Because watch what he does. He does that because he loves you. Any good parent, look at this, any good parent, I'm talking about a real good parent. A real good parent is not going to let their child just do or say anything. I was on social media last night, and I was looking at this young lady, and I'm assuming that this was her stepdaughter, and this was her stepdaughter, and her stepdaughter was cussing her out as if she was one somebody on the street. I mean, literally just talking all bad to this woman, just letting this woman have it. And I'm sitting there listening to it, and I got so upset with the situation, I just strolled past it because I started to see something in the spirit. When we're in our storm, this is how we sound to God when we don't operate in what he's telling us to do. It's literally almost to the point to where we're talking back to God and we're cussing him out. I'm going to say that again. I know that was thick and I know that was real, but I'm going to say that again. That's what it sounds like to God. It sounds to God like we're cussing him out because we're operating in disobedience.
Don't you know what happens when we're in disobedience to our parents? Mm-hmm. If you was raised like Pastor Douglas and I, nothing was off limits of getting your butt whooped. Whether it's a shoe, a switch, a belt, purse.
Yeah,
frying pan,
yeah,
jacket, book, nothing was off limit when you when you dishonored or disobeyed your parents.
I told y'all this. I don't know if I ain't told this story in a good long while, but I had just turned 20 years old. I think I was 19, maybe 20 years old. Happened to still be at home with my mom at the time, getting ready to do my transition to leave my mom's house, and I was feeling myself, you know. And one of my homeboys told me, say, Doug, hey man, finna roll out, man. You wanna roll with, you know? I was like, yeah, I got you, bro. I said, man, wait, you ain't said nothing but a word. Let me get geared up. Let me go and do my thing, and I'll call you when I'm done. I said, I'll hit you back when I'm done. So I went on head on and spruced myself up and, you know, went on head on and put on the smell good and put on my clothes, you know, and I'm walking in the kitchen getting me something to drink. And my mama looking at me and she said, where you think you're going? I said, I'm grown. What do you mean? Where I think I'm going? I'm going to go hang out with my homeboys. And my mama looked at me, she said, you ain't going nowhere. I said, what you mean, I ain't going nowhere? You ain't asked me, could you go nowhere? You ain't going nowhere. I said, Mama, I'm grown. I said, I'm grown, man. I said, you can't sit up here, you can't keep me from leaving this house. I'm grown. And if you try to stop me, it ain't gonna end well. I'm just feeling myself. My auntie was sitting at the kitchen table. My mama was at the stove. My mama was frying chicken in a cast iron black skillet. My mama took the grease in the chicken and tossed it up in the air. She did this matrix move. The chicken and the grease was suspended in midair. My mama flipped the pan and hit me across my head with the pan, caught the chicken in the grease, and put it back on the stove and start cooking the chicken again. Y'all can tell me that didn't happen, but I'm telling you what I saw. This is what I saw in the spirit. This woman clocked me with a skillet and went back to cooking. sometimes God has to clock you with a skillet to get your attention. God has to hit us with every not everything he got, but he got to hit us with a portion of his power in order for us to get the picture. He kept Jonah in the belly of the big fish for 3 days until Jonah got the picture. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, the storms that we're in life, we have to go through to get the big picture. But can I help you? Can I bless you to your blessed place? All of that could have been avoided if Jonah would have just went on head on and did what he was supposed to do. I know what I'm saying right now. It's you're saying to yourself, well, Pastor Douglas, it sounds easier said than done. You're absolutely right, my brother. You're absolutely right, my sister. You're absolutely right, my friend. It does sound easier than it looks. But can I bless you? Can I give you some strength? Can I give you some hope on this morning? It may be easier said than done, but it has to be done. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody's soul right off of that little area right there. It's easier said than done, but it has to be done. And watch this here. Let me add something to it. It has to be done by you. I'm going to show you why. Let me help you. Let me help you real quick. Let me help you with that. Let me help you with that right quick. Because if it could have been done by anybody, when Jonah jumped on the boat to go to Tarshish, God could have sent somebody else. If it could have been done by anybody, the 3 days that Jonah was in the belly of the big fish, he could have sent somebody else. If it could have been done by anybody else, when Jonah was in on the pier, contemplating if I'm going to go to Nineveh or if I'm going to go to Tarshish, he could have very well let him get on the boat or even changed his mind and sent somebody else. It had to be Jonah. If we was in church, I'd tell you to touch two or three people and say it had to be me. It had to be. It had to be you. It could have been. It couldn't have been nobody else but you. It couldn't have been nobody else but you. If you would have operated and went into anybody else, if it would have been anybody else, if it would have been any other way, any other mindset, any other situation, any other circumstance, any other form in your mind, watch this here. He wouldn't even called you. He wouldn't have called you to this place that you're in right now. He wouldn't have called you to this mindset that you're in right now. He wouldn't have called you to the place that he needed to call you to right now if it could have just been anybody else. If anybody else could have showed up for the situation, if anybody else could have did this, watch this here. Let me help you real quick. Let me fortify your power on this morning. Can I fortify your power on this morning? Can I instruct you in a way that will cause you to see, comprehend, and understand all at the same time? Watch the tip. If it could have been done by anybody else, God wouldn't have wasted his time to call you. If it could have been done by anybody else, see, Let me help you with going through the storm and coming out on the other side. I'm going to say that again. Let me help you with going through the storm and coming out on the other side. If he could have sent anybody else, this storm wouldn't have not been tailor-made for you. It wouldn't have been tailored for you. It wouldn't have been structured for you. It wouldn't have been detail oriented. You know how when you go into your one of your websites or whatever where you have to go in to get your information, and when you go in to get your information, watch this. Let me bless you to your best place. Some websites there, when you put your username in, it's called cap sensitive. It's called cap sensitive. If you put all caps in it the first time, you have to put all caps in it every time. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. I've been on my mute this whole time. Can you hear me? It was detail oriented. It was detail. It's caps on that whole situation, the whole time that you're using it, the whole time that you're operating in it. It's caps. It's a cap situation, and so you have to put caps in it every time you use it. Your password has to have the exact letter, the exact verbiage that you put it in the first time. It has to have that exact. I was typing in my password into one of my pages that I need to get into, and I was typing in my password, and I was looking at it, and I was getting ready to hit send, and before I hit send, you know, they have the little I right there, or they have show on there, on your right where your password is at, so you can see it, because all it is just dot, 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 dot. Now, watch this here. When I hit it, what I had in my head was not on my in that little block. And instead of me changing it, I went on ahead and kept it like it was, but I wrote that thing down. Let me bless you. Let me help you. When you're in a situation, because usually all my passwords usually pretty much look the same. But this one particular time, as I was getting ready to change it, I sat there, something just dropped in me and say, leave it like it is. And I believe it was for this point and this reason right here, for God to show me this right here. Watch this. I wrote it down and I kept it in my top pocket because it's a work email and it's a work information that I need to keep with me. So I put it in my top pocket. And so whenever I have to go to that email, whenever I have to go into that website, I have it just in case I forget it. This is what I want to show you. When you're going through your storms, you have to realize that you have to put in everything that you put in the first time when you went in. When you start getting distressed and despair, you have to learn how to put in that same password. And every once in a while, ladies and gentlemen, you got to whip that password out and put it in. Sometimes you just got to whip out that scripture that God gave you while you was in a storm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes you have to pull out your password. Come on, let me help you while you're going through this storm. You go through that, and when you get through to this other side, watch this here, you can see the growth in yourself. That's the reason why storms are tailor-made, because they're designed to grow you. If you never understood this, I want you to understand this now. Your storm is designed to grow you. It will grow you to a place in God to where you can lean on him when all else fails. When all else fails. Because watch this. As humans, I'm going to mess with you real bad. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to go ahead on and bless you. I'm going to go ahead on and make you shout real quick. As humans, We're going to make those decisions and make those mistakes that we're going to make. We're going to do that all by ourselves. We got that thing under control. That's us. That's us. We're going to falter. We're going to fail. We're going to do some things that we ain't got no business doing. We're going to operate in some places that we don't have to have no business operating in. We're going to lean and depend on places that we don't need to lean and depend on. But watch what God does. Watch what God does. He is so loving and so kind and so concerned about you that he'll let you go through that thing and let you get on the other side, and then he'll cause the blessings to fall in your life. I'm going to say that again because that helped a whole bunch of people. He will allow you to go through that thing and get to the other side and be a blessing, and so you can be a blessing to somebody else. Because watch this here. We have to understand that even though our path was not a straight path to get to our other side, you're going to get to the other side. You know, sometimes these are self-inflicted detours. Come on. Self-inflicted detours. We do these on our own. Amen?
That is so true. You want to blame everybody else? You want to cause it yourself? That's why you have to do a self-check. When you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, you thank God for waking you up, and then you put your armor on to protect yourself. So you won't have to keep using those self-inflicted wounds or say somebody's putting it on you when you're doing it to yourself. You have to remember the devil goes to your mind first. And once he gets attached to your mind, he feels that he can go on and do his job. Check yourself. Do a self-check. Self-check is needed daily. People don't understand that a self-check is needed daily. Nobody is untouchable from a self-check.
Amen. Amen. I think that's one of the most important things, that self-check. I think that's one of the most important things that we need to learn how to do in the storm. We need to do that before we go into the storm.
If you don't get a chance to do it before the storm hit, do a self-check immediately when you see something off track.
Because watch what does. Self-checks cause you to understand that even though you may be broke or battered or bruised or frustrated before you even operate, before you walk into that place. A self-check gives you to understand, okay, I'm going into this, but I'm okay with this. I'm going to say it again because that blessed somebody. I'm going into this, but I'm okay with this. My mindset and my heart, even though it may not comprehend it right now, at the end of it, we cannot allow our mindset and our heart keep us from operating spiritually. Does that make sense to you? Because watch, we'll let the thoughts and the emotions get in the way of God operating spiritually. And that's how we get, can I be honest with you? This is how we get into soul ties. That's a whole nother ball game. That's a whole nother topic for another time. But that's how we get into soul ties, because we let our heart and our mind get intermingled with our struggle and our storm. We get caught up in this game. We get caught up in this game. And the game that we get caught up in, ladies and gentlemen, can I help you real quick? Let me give you some divine instructions about getting caught up in the game of life, getting caught up in this game called life. We get caught up in these places. We get caught up in these things. We get caught up in these people. We get caught up in these mindsets. We get caught up in these ideas and ideologies. We get caught up with these people, and we get connected with them. Now, let me help you. Let me show you something. We get connected with them. And when we get connected with them, the storm or the assignment that we were, that let me show you this. Your storm is actually your assignment. Let me help you with that. Let me show you that real quick. But you will lose focus in your storm/assignment because you're intermingled with the wrong individual person. You will get caught up and miss what God has for you because you're intermingled with the wrong person. You're intermingled with people, watch this, that was not, number one, designed for you to be there. Number two, that they were not designed to be connected to your life. And number three, giving them access to stuff that they don't need access to. God is starting to show me some things. And I was sitting there yesterday, and I just kept telling God, thank you for divine instructions. Thank you for divine instructions. This was just something that was just ringing out in my mind and my heart. I just kept saying, thank you, God, for divine instructions. Did not understand the reason why God was having me to do that, but God is beginning to show me some things. God's beginning to show me how to go into places and into surroundings and into circumstances and situations. God is showing me how to go into these places and go into the presence of certain people and realize that it is an assignment. We can't get caught up. We can't get caught up emotionally. We can't get caught up emotionally. We can't get caught up Lord, this word gonna mess them up. We can't get caught up in the familiarity of friendship. Because we cannot call everybody friend.
Some people are there just for a lesson, not a season. That's the difference. We put lesson people in season position when they're not supposed to be there. We switch it around because we know them. We want to be around them. We thought they had something to put into us when they were actually pulling things out of us. You have to ask God for discernment. You have to, sometimes you have to just back off and listen to God. Sometimes you just have to take a step back and listen to Him.
One of the most powerful things, too, that you just said, you said that they are a lesson. These are lesson people. These people come to teach you something. They come to teach you something, and that's so powerful. That rocked the whole broadcast right there when you said that people are lessons. And just like any school lesson, just like anything, any lesson in life, you know what I'm saying, you have to pay very close attention to what is being said and what is being done in that timing, so you can pick up some signs, you know, because I'm gonna be open and transparent. Can I be open and transparent with y'all this morning? Let me be open and transparent. Let me help you real quick. Let me help you with the open and transparent. I made the mistake of thinking that everybody was friend. Me, I made that mistake. Y'all don't have to get off and change the broadcast. Y'all don't have to shut it down. I'm gonna talk about me. I got familiar with people and started calling an assignment or a lesson a friend. And when I did that, I suffered the consequences. Now, know this and know this real well, that anything that you go through in this life and you connect with that person, you're going to have to suffer the consequences of whatever it is that God has set up and orchestrated and said, you got to go through this. I'm going to say that again. Regardless of what you've done, there is going to be a lesson that God is going to send your way. You're going to have to suffer the consequences. When you go through the thing that you go, it's going to be consequences. It's going to be consequences whether it's a good decision or a bad decision. There's always consequences. I taught our children that you have to realize that every decision that you make, there is a consequence behind it. Whether you make a good decision or a bad decision, you've got to live with the consequence. I had to learn that in my adult life. This is the reason why I tell people all the time, we can't take the little short time or the little short moves that happened in our life. We can't take that for granted. God is trying to show us something. God is trying to open up and reveal our mind. He's trying to give us that divine instruction, divine understanding in this life. And if we're not careful, ladies and gentlemen, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny real quick. If we're not careful, ladies and gentlemen, we will for surely, without a shadow of a doubt, we will miss what God is saying to us in this time and in this hour because we're operating. Watch this here. Watch what we're operating in. We're operating in the sense of and the comprehension of and the mentality of disobedience. The Bible gives it to us plainly and it says it like this to us. He said, disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft. I'm going to bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny, and we'll say it again. Disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft. This is how we miss the mark. This is how we miss the target. This is how we operate in self. This is how we operate in our divine understanding and wisdom and knowledge, because we know that He is a keeper. And the Bible says that they keep us in spirit and in truth. And all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose. And the purpose that He has in our life is that He moves, lives, and breathes among us. And that is one of the greatest things that we have to learn how to do, is allow God to be God and God to be God by Himself. Amen. 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 Let us take a quick musical break. We'll be right back where you listen to the Worldwide Guys.
Your hand holding me. How could I live without you? I could not see. Lord, what would I do in life and where would I go? How would I handle things? All that.
Welcome back. The Overcome of Scriptures, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Those of y'all who are under the sound of our voice on this morning, one of the most important things we want you to realize as we read that scripture to you is that God has already operated and moved by his power and by his strength. The one of the most important things that we have to gather from that is that no matter how aware of what we're in right now, God has a way of showing up and showing out, not only just in your favor, but for your favor. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. When we trust in him, the Bible said, trust in him with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So on this morning, I want to share this finite scripture with you on this morning, that only thing you have to do this morning is surrender. Surrender your heart, surrender your mind, surrender your soul, surrender your hands, your working of your hands. Surrender that to God, and I promise you that he'll bless you. He'll bring you into a fullness of joy that will surpass all of your understanding, that guards your heart and your mind. And he will operate in a place to where he will show you that no matter what your current condition may be, that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Trust in him, and he will do what he did, what he said he'll do. He'll do just what he said he'll do. So this morning, I'm not going to do no long drawn out speech about your connection with him, but I want to pray for you. Those of you all who know where you are, you know your condition, you know what you're going through, you know the place that you need to be at in God, you know what God is trying to show you, you know the places where you need to be at in him. I want to share with you this morning, this is an opportunity, I'm going to extend to you a prayer. As I pray for you, as we touch and agree with you in your condition, in that place that you're in, as we pray, as we go up into this thing together, I want you to surrender. I want you to just lift your hands, lift your hearts, wherever you may be. Just lift up your hands, lift up your hearts, and allow God to move by his power and by his strength. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad that he showed up. You'll be glad that he stepped into your life. He'll give you insight that you never had. He give you wisdom that you didn't even realize that you were prepared for. He'll do it for you. Only thing you have to do is surrender. Amen. Only thing you have to do is surrender. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands right there where you are. Those of y'all that can lift up your hands, lift up your hearts. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we come to you, God. We thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices, oh God. God, some are in places of captivity. God, some were with us, oh God, and they backslidden, but they're coming back to give their life. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would reach to them right now. God, and give to them the understanding and wisdom and knowledge of not only just who you are, but whose they are in you. Restore, empower, and strengthen them on this morning. God, allow your grace and your mercy, Father God. God, to be, God, their sounding board this morning. Guide them in a way like only you know how. Father, let them not struggle in what you are doing in their life. Lord, let them know that it is in you they live, it's in you they breathe, it's in you that they have their being. Father, they cannot do anything without you. Father, give them the graces to understand that it is, God, only your hand, it's only your moving, it's only your divine empowerment, God. God, that can step into their situation and be seen as God. The Bible says that you are our present help in the time of storm. God, show them that you are their present help. Speak not only life to them, Father, but speak strength to them, that they're able to overcome and withstand whatever it is, God. God, that comes in or around their lives on this morning. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, is what your word says. So give them that strength to be able to stand in that place. And Father, as I confess this over them, as I declare this over their life, God, I ask that they receive it now. God, that they confess with their mouth and that they believe in their hearts that your son Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. They're in a place of safety, safe in your arms. God, we pray, God, that they will walk now into that place and not only know who they are in you, but know who you are to them. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you, Father, for the lives of those that are missionaries and doctors and doctors and judicial and mayoral and governmental officials. Lord God, we pray for our country today. God, we lift them up. We ask that you would touch it in a way, God, like only you know how. God, let your glory be revealed in this thing. God, give them to know, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, as we lean and depend and trust in you. God, that you show strength and power, grace and mercy, wisdom and understanding, that we don't stumble within ourselves, but Father, we lean and depend on you. For it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. We cannot do anything without you. God, we pray that you would continue to put your hand of mercy and grace over the pastors and preachers, God, the evangelists, the missionaries, God, the pastors, Lord God, the bishops, God, across this country, God, all of the ones that are overseas pastors, God, put your protective hands on their life, God, and keep them safe. God, give them to know, God, that this journey is a long journey, but God, give them the strength to be able to withstand, God, whatever it is that is coming across their lives right now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. We have three keys we want to share with you, and then we'll be back.
Amen. First, get your Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go physically visit the church, please be safe, mask up, wash your hands, and sanitize your hands. Or you're definitely welcome to join us at the Abba House International on Abba House on Facebook. Tune in. Tuesdays at 7:15, and Sundays at 10:30. Abba House on Facebook. Or you can email us at theabbahouseinternational@gmail.com. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that's preaching the word, make sure that they are living the word. They must be walking what they're preaching. It has to line up. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word.
Amen. Amen. please govern yourself according to what was shared on this morning. We would like to thank you guys so very much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. We pray that what God is doing in this hour right now is a blessing to you, and that God is doing what he does best, and that is be God and be big in your life. We thank you for allowing us to be the sounding board that you needed to hear on this morning to push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny on this morning. We pray that everything that was said, a song that was played, may have been an encouragement to your heart on this morning. And we trust that God is going to complete the work. Amen. Those of you all who would like to sow on this morning, you can do so by going to WGC2020. That's $ WGC2020. You can also be a part of the Abba House as well by going to the Worldwide God. I'm sorry, by being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, by going to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, by liking there, you will get all of the updates and announcements about the Man Up Monday, the Women's Day Thursday, our Testimony Tuesday, our Wisdom and Worship Wednesday, and our Freestyle Friday broadcast. You will get those notifications when you like that page. We would appreciate you going in and liking that page as well. We're also the pastors of the Abba House International. Those of you all who are listening under the sound of our voices right now and you're looking for a church home, like my wife said, you can come and connect with us on that page, the Abba House page. You can connect with us there. Go and like that page, and you will get the updates as well from those Tuesday night and Sunday services that we do on a week-to-week basis. Remember also that this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Corey Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. Those of you who are looking for a Calgon Take Me Away moment, that melt your day away bath, please make sure you get in contact with Corey Gifted Gifts. You could text her at 832-816-7997. The number again is 832-816-7997. You can connect with her there. You can also go to CoreyGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoreyGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Please make sure that you guys get in contact with her. Some fantastic scents, some fantastic products. I'm telling you, you will be glad you did. You can get this for your significant other. You can get it for your men. You can get it for yourself. Ladies, you can get it for yourself. These will be great stocking. This will be great Valentine's Day gift. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's going to be next month. You guys need to start thinking about that now. So this would be a really good idea to get these Corey Gift Bath Bombs and and jump on board and get a part of it. There's a 3 for $10 and a 2 for $7 sale that she has going on as well. So you guys might want to jump on that and be a part of that as well. There's some more other products that are coming out as well. So please stay tuned for that. God bless you guys. We love you with the love of the Lord, and know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. I think the only thing we have to do is just trust him in the midst of what we see, and know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. I think God bless you. And remember, he is able. Just like the medicine.
like a man.